So we're going to look at this. We got to look at this scripture here. And so let me start. Let me go to verse 20. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputers of those of this world? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? All right. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. For it pleased God by foolishness of what? Preaching to do what? To save them that believe. Notice, he only saved the one that believed. He didn't try to mess with the one. Remember, I said up front, he gave you a choice. So, I want to talk to you. That's why I'm taking my time. And when I'm done, Spirit of God said, sit down, Jimmy. I'm going to do what he said. So let's go through, read that verse again. For after, come back, I'm going to read it again. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Okay, go ahead. For the Jew requires what? The Jew requires a sign. See, they always want a sign. What sign you gonna show? Remember that? That's what they always said. Jesus, he told them what he came to do. What sign you gonna show us? And then it said the Greek seeks after wisdom. They won't be smarter than anybody. Yeah, we know it all. You can't tell me nothing. But we preach who? Christ crucified. That's what we preach. Can I preach Christ here a little bit? But we preach who? Christ crucified. What did that mean to you? I was relieved. I was delivered. I was set free. I was taken out of that old dead place. I was taken out of that place of bondage. I was delivered from it. Christ, crucifixion, represent your death and my death. Are you listening to me? Whew. And death came to an end. I said, death came to an end. And so I preach Christ. And so since when something comes to an end, you don't hang around with it, do you? You remember the song, not picking at it, but just show you how it'll throw you off. And it has some good words, but you get them tangled up. At the cross, where I first saw the light. How many remember that song? And the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight. Now I'm happy all the day. But you know, people keep hanging around the cross. But you know what action took place at the cross? Can anybody tell me? A death took place. Do you want to hang around death? Now we got to go on to resurrection. Come on. I mean, Jesus died truly on that cross, suffered severely. I mean, he suffered. But after 3 days, a resurrection took place. Ooh. I said, after 3 days, a resurrection took place. He got up. My God, he got up. And when he got up, he took off. He hung around on the earth about 40, 50 days, something like that. Then he took off. And he took a seat. Didn't he? See, that's what is to be preached. He is at the right hand of the Father. And when he got there, he sent someone. Didn't he do it? When he took his seat, he sent someone. And that's where we ought to be living. And this is what many people trying to get you to turn away from. He sent the very person, the most precious thing God had, to live in you after you get born again. And that's called Holy Spirit. He's here to show you. He's here to teach you. He's here to speak to you. He's here to reveal to you. He's here to encourage you. He's here to make known the love of God for you. He's here because he was sent to indwell you forever. But we preach Christ crucified unto the Jew. Unto the Jews, he's a stumbling block. And unto the Greeks, foolishness. To preach the risen Savior, all this thing that he went through, most people laugh at it. You know, Mel Gibson did a pretty good job on The Passion. He did a pretty good job. People poke fun at it. They don't believe that really happened. He just gave you a little sketch of it. Jesus suffered. If you really read the scripture, Isaiah 52:13, he says, vengeance was so marred that he would pass recognized. In other words, you couldn't recognize him as a man. They beat him unmerciful. They destroyed his form. He didn't look like a man, like a blob. And people poke fun at it. But we who know better, it's our victory. But you know what? He got the scars, got the nails prints in his hand. They still there. Got the spear prints in his side. But you know what? All of it is healed. And he has a glorified body. God is so neat. God is so wise. How he made that same body that was beat like it and changed it and kept the scar. You ever thought about that? He doesn't have the blood in it because it's on the altar. But kept the scars in the side, nail prints in the hand, but it's glorified. You can't touch it. A wall, stuff like this, this material stuff, he can't stop. He just won't lost. He won't go up through that. He take off. He won't go out this. He doesn't have to look for a door. Sickness can't come closer. Death can't put his hand on it. It glorified. The pain you experience sometime in this body, once you get, see, we're going to get one just like him, just like he is, rather. We're going to get one just like he is. And once we get it, as far as pain and sickness, you remember Revelation 21? God shall wipe away all tears from your eyes. There'll be no more crying. There'll be no more death. That means we are going to be, can I say it? We're going to be just like our Father God, just like the risen Savior. But in the meanwhile, we have a job to do. Thank you, Jesus. And because we have an adversary trying to keep people from coming to Jesus. So I'm talking to you who are viewing us by live streaming. Jesus loves you. And he wants you to come and receive this life. You don't know about life until you receive life from God. You think you know about it.